My House is Such a Sad Mile Away by Moira Reardon. Read by Petica. Summary. Eyes ahead. Aldith settled when Derek was 11. Young enough for it to be unusual. Young enough for the adults to hover around him nervously, always talking about him in hushed tones and worried faces. Like there was something wrong with him. With Aldith. Derek didn't pay much attention, back then. Too enamored of the curve of Aldith's spine, the comforting heat of her against his side. The way they could tear through the forest together in a flash of light, running so fast their feet barely touched the ground. Her fur. They both loved her fur. Her chest and belly are snow white, and she has streaks of all the different shades of brown, and the edge of her spine and her tail and her ears are pitch black, and shaggy sweeps of red, almost orange, start at the top of her head, and crawling down to her flanks. Derek can see the forest in her fur, and the desert, and the craggy outline of mountains, all swept together into the long lines of her body. Sometimes she'll lie next to him on the grass with her chin on his shoulder, and his skin will look like an extension of her. Like he's the demon and she's the person. Like the world is upside down. Like she's the one that people should look at first, should address and recognize. She's the wrong kind of wolf, was the problem. All werewolves have wolf demons, but they can change. They can shift their size and their color and their shape. They can blend. Aldith can't, no matter how she tries. She's too unique, too rare. Once his father pulled him aside and told him, "She's gorgeous, Derek, but she can't. We have to..." Derek doesn't like to remember that day. Aldith doesn't like to remember the bad parts, anyway. Her fur will rise and she'll tug at his jacket cuff with her teeth and say, "Eyes ahead," like she always does. Eyes ahead. The future is what matters now. She won't indulge Derek in his black moods. Will flick her tail in the air and trot off to find Hanny and Styles. She likes them the best. Always turns her snout up at Scott and his nervous little cahoo, who still flickers between forms with every breath. Squirrel, marmoset, hawk, mouse, cat, owl, beetle. They give Derek a headache. She's wary of Lydia's Sunan, too, who is a snake more often than not, curled around Lydia's wrist like a slowly writhing bracelet. But she likes Hanny. Liked Hanny before Derek even noticed her, really. Likes to creep up on her from behind, pounce on her from in between the leaves. Make her and Styles both jump half a foot in the air. Likes to pick her up by the scruff of her neck like a cub and cart her around while Styles laughs. Likes to curl up around her in the sunlight, so close that you can't tell their fur apart. They'll roll around together for hours if Derek and Styles don't stop them, until you can't really tell them apart, just a tumbleweed of color. Hanny is so small, she fits in the palm of Styles' hand. Sometimes he just carries her around in his pocket, and all you can see are the points of her ears, the flick of her tail. She makes the most annoying noises all the time, like she's talking to everybody, despite the fact that Styles is the only one who can understand her. She runs faster than Derek and Aldith, can dart up the sides of walls and chairs and curl up on a ceiling beam, can jump like a rabbit, will always be moving, twitching, constantly in motion. She's the color of sand, ground so finely that it's practically dust. She has big, ink-dark eyes that see everything. She really, really wants Derek to touch her. "We could," Aldith will say sometimes, late at night, when Derek can't pretend not to listen. "We could. They would let us." But Derek doesn't like to think about it. Doesn't like to consider what Hanny's fur would feel like beneath his hand, what it'd be like to scratch behind his ears like Styles does, how soft she would be, how small, how Derek could hold her in one hand, how Styles would look with his arms wrapped around Aldith's neck, pinned to the ground or a floor with her paws on her shoulders, her teeth on, how he'd... God, he can't think about it. But there's always a moment when Hanny and Aldith first touch, when Derek can feel it, and so can Styles. He can tell. It's like the air freezes for just a minute. And the only thing that exists anymore is the four of them, forever living in that split second, like they will never be free of that 1 second of about to, of almost, and not quite, and going to be. When Styles is quiet, and Derek is quiet, and they're being quiet together, and Derek thinks, he thinks about it too. Eyes ahead. Eyes ahead, Derek. It's the future. The end. Reader's notes. This story was recorded for Her the Owl on Mother's Day because she is an awesome mummy. Thank you to Moira Reardon for giving blanket permission to Podfic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/378436. If you'd like to download this Podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!